Another question. From Prahladananda Das, who's in this life from Chennai but has emigrated to Australia. Very used to travel with me and was with me for some time like that, serving me, very sweet nature devotee. So now he's working in Australia and chanting Hare Krishna also. But, when it comes to spiritual life, I am busy on constant survival mode. Yes, everyone's busy. No time to, or not enough time to dedicate to devotional service. I'm trying to chant, read, hear, etc. Do I need to spend time to self-introspect? Do you know what that means? Introspect means to look at oneself. Take time to think, who am I? Where am I going? Am I doing properly? Take time sometime to stop and think that instead of just running, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Just sometimes just, am I going properly? Am I actually performing my devotional service in a proper way? Am I dealing with others properly? Am I becoming purified or are my material desires increasing? So this is self-introspection. Actually, it's just introspection. There's no word. The word self is redundant in this case. Then Prahladananda Prabhu asked, I was listening to a lecture of Jaiswami, Jayadvaita Swami. In his lecture, he spoke about lust or desire is the cause of material bondage. Am I supposed to introspect and change the desire or aspect, or is this hovering on the mental platform? Certainly to introspect is a mental activity, but it's not that all mental activities are on the mental platform. The mental platform is when we become stuck in thinking about what I want to do instead of employing our intelligence to understand what is best for us to do. So we often say someone's on the mental platform. It used to be quite a common saying in our ISKCON. I don't hear it so much nowadays. Mental platform means instead of accepting good advice about what is proper for us to do in Krishna consciousness, we're just stuck. No, I've got to do this. You can't discuss because the mind is locked into some material desire. But utilizing the mind to understand where I am, where am I going, am I progressing properly, is what I'm doing proper, and that is the proper use of the mind. Udharadatman atmanam natmanam avasadayat. Atmaiva atmano bandhur atmaiva ripur atmanaha. The mind can be the friend of the living being or the enemy. So it's not that using the mind is outside of Krishna consciousness. It's very, very essential. Apparently that's what Krishna consciousness means. Savaimana Krishna padaravindayo. To place the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. So yes, we should take time. We should think. We should constantly consider, am I on the... Not constantly. If it's constantly, then we probably will be on the mental platform. But from time to time, we should look and see, am I leading my life in a way that's actually conducive for my spiritual advancement? Are my material desires reducing? Am I acting on the platform of ego, or am I actually serving Krishna, Guru, and Vaishnavas? We should think like this. As far as not having enough time, I've spoken on this many, many times. We have to make time for spiritual life. Otherwise, what's the use? So working. One day you have a heart attack, drop dead and go to hell. Then what did we do? What was the use of our life? Or even of course, devotees, they're locked into this money. You have to run around all day to get money just so you can eat. But devotees should somehow or other make time for sadhana. Otherwise, we're spoiling our lives, or at least not utilizing it to the best of our ability. Like I say, I've spoken on this many times, so I won't elaborate on this more.